Well, Masanda, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really excited for you to be sharing with us. Thank you.
My pleasure to be here.
Yeah, let's start with our first question. And we're going to dive right into challenges. What are the biggest challenges that budding passioneers face with clearing clutter in their lives?
You know, I love working with budding passioneers because most of those people are tremendous visionaries and they have so many ideas, they can't get them done one lifetime. So the biggest challenge that a budding passioneer has, Sue, is too many ideas and not enough time to accomplish them all.
I can relate. Oh, anything else going on for them in terms of challenges?
The other challenge is then when you have so many ideas, or in terms of clutter, when you have so much surrounding you, because my passion is really supporting people in clearing a path for their mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes, and I do this myself, when I have so many ideas, I procrastinate on those things that I don't feel like doing. It's too overwhelming. I don't think I can get it done. You know, so it's that I don't feel like it syndrome. I'll do it later syndrome, you know. And to really look at what's the underlying cause of the procrastination and what keeps me from clearing that clutter, you know. And once you get to the underlying cause of it's too hard, it's too overwhelming, I don't think I can do it, then you can clear it easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing I hear most of my clients say is, okay, good, I've cleared it. Now how do I maintain it? So it's creating a system, and I like to call them the rhythms of life. Like I get up every day and I can't leave the house without brushing my teeth or sitting quiet for a few minutes and meditating. That's just who I am. I got to put clothes on every day. I got to make, you know, food to take with me. And how do you create that when you're clearing clutter? All those kinds of systems that just make it easy. It's a part of your life. You don't have to think about, oh, I have to go clear the clutter.
So then shifting into some tips that practically let people put them into practice. What are your top three tips for these budding passioneers to clear clutter?
Well, the first thing I like to do with someone who is a budding passioneer is to really look at the big picture. And sometimes it's assessing the whole big picture. If it's for their business or for their home, it's really making a list of all the areas, everything that you have in your mind, that mind clutter. In terms of your home, it's, you know, oh, I got to paint the living room, and I want to remodel the bathroom, and I want to buy new drapes, and I want to, and I want to, and I want to. So I get them to make a list of all of that and then begin to pick the top three things that they want to start to work on so that it becomes clear, and then let go of the rest of that huge big list and only focus on those top three things that you want to clear. And then break that down into the top number one thing you're going to work on. Then you have to let all that other information swirling around you just wait until it gets onto that top three list. And then, let's see, and then focus on that one area. When you pick that one area of your life that you want to clear, get an accountability buddy that you can report to. Because it's one thing to set goals, but it's another to actually accomplish it and be accountable to someone that I'm going to call every Tuesday and say, okay, I got it done, Sue, and now I'm going to move on to my next three and my next three until I actually get stuff done. Because we're so bombarded with so much clutter of information, let alone clutter in your home, that it's hard to get it down into that one fine focus area and get things done.
Okay. Well, if I'm trying to figure out about clutter, like I'm thinking about the other day I was going through my books and trying to figure out what to get rid of and what not. Do you have some kind of a test or something that helps me decide? I had a hard time figuring out what books to give away and give back to, for example, Half Price Books. I didn't know how to do it. What would you suggest?
Well, I like to do the clutter test, and I do this for myself all the time. It's you want to be able to live in an environment that you love. And with functional things that you use. So for me, the other day, my mom came over, and I cleared my closet of all those clothes that I said I was going to wear someday, that I might wear when I lose some weight. But I really looked at them and said, does the clothing that I have in my closet lift my energy? When I look about it, do I wear it? You know, also with closets, you can turn the hanger around, and in 6 months, if you haven't worn